Garfield, Gunnison, Huerfano, Lake, La Plata, Larimer, Las Animas. Okay.
Yeah, Las Animas is, Montrose is, Otero is.
Yeah.
So
yes, we're slowly getting those. It's just mostly kind of, you know, reaching out, presenting to who needs to be presented to, and encouraging them to complete those streamline referrals online for us. As I meet with new groups, I do also ask, you know, what are other ways that you could report that information to us, or we're looking at, this is now in the research information, we're looking at doing surveys, regional surveys, and so that would be another way for rural areas to provide us information as to the need for public guardianship services.
Thank you. And I'm also wondering, with the referrals from Fort Logan and things like that, assuming that, you know, get the extra person to go past this, when do you anticipate those referrals coming in?
So we can post, as soon as Long Bill is signed, that's supposed to be early May, and then the start date can't be any earlier than July 1. So I think it's going to depend. I'm hoping, you know, by the end of August at the latest, but it will kind of depend. If it's someone who has guardianship experience, maybe we can start giving some cases early August.
Great. Thank you.
Can I ask a question about that, the MOU? We're talking about the Mental Health Center of Denver, right?
The MOU, yes.
Yeah, and I just—it just kind of occurred to me as I was reading through it, whether or not our status as a pilot project needs to be addressed in the provisions or in the termination provisions. I mean, it talks about if either party ceases to do business, and maybe that's adequate if for some reason the we're not made permanent. But if we're made permanent, it seems like we would kind of be a different entity, and that the MOU would need to be renegotiated at the point that we moved from a pilot project to a not a pilot project to a permanent office.
This is Debbie.
I'm just
Commissioner,
whether this can continue like this or whether it needs some provision for the fact that we're a pilot project that reduces or limits or makes clear our limitations as a not a permanent agency.
This is Debbie. Commissioner Bennett Woods, I can tell you in open session, I can tell you that I reviewed the MOU before it was executed. And if you need any specific legal response on that, that would have to happen in executive session because it constitutes legal advice.
Oh, okay. Well, if you reviewed it, that must be okay. I just was curious as to whether our status made a difference as we begin, because it looks like we may end up with several partnerships or agreements with specific entities. So, but I know I don't feel the need to go into executive session for an answer, so thanks.
Thank you. Those are all the updates I had from the information that was emailed and posted last week.
Thank you. What about the review of updated policy 6 that was on the agenda?
I haven't received any written updates as to the policy. I kept it on the agenda in case there needed to be more discussion at the March meeting. Commissioners Zinn and Cheyette had agreed to review the policy a little further. So I haven't received any information, but I am wondering if there's discussion on that or more information that might be needed.
So I can comment to that. I purposely didn't send something in writing or to commissioners in just because I'm still trying to make sure I don't run afoul of public meetings and such. I did review it. I have a few comments, but I think it's important that Commissioner Zinn participate in that as well. I hate to put this off, but perhaps we should table this for next month's meeting. One thing I can say in going through it and understanding statutory authority and looking at some of the policies that are out there, including the one that you sent me, with an IEC set up for the decision-making matrix, if you will, when there are difficult decisions, I think the language that OPG may do something as opposed to shall is going to allow for a guardian to act, if they need to act, and if it's not possible to get to the IEC, if you will, to get some input. I think when you say if a decision is too complex, then OPG will ask the court for court's involvement. I think that when you start getting into subjective determinations of what is complex or not, I mean, obviously I think the director ultimately has to make that call, but I think it should be a may ask, for a petition for instruction from the court. I mean, the court's always available for that. So there are little tweaks like that. But overall, it's important that whatever policy is created here, that the policy is not to supplant what is the law and statutory authority, obviously, for the Guardian Act. So with that, so little comment there, I do think it would be important to hear Commissioner Zinn's input because he had a very strong feeling about this as well.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Lesko. I agree with Commissioner Cheyette. I think we should keep this on the agenda for next month and make sure Commissioner Zinn is able to share her opinion and her beliefs because she's got a lot of knowledge in this area as well.
And let me clarify one point. I do have some trepidation of putting things into writing and then sending them out. And since both of us were tasked with it, we're certainly not talking about it because we can't do that. So I just assumed it was look into it and then bring it to comment at the public meeting. Is that still the right way to approach this?
Debbie, I'll let you jump in here. Commissioner Cheyette, I believe that as long as you don't have another commissioner on the email, you can, communicate freely with Sophia and so forth. But I think that the discussions actually help us get the best work product.
Yeah, and then the email obviously is a public record, and then that would be attached. Not that I'm necessarily worried about it, but just understand that would then, for instance, get attached to our agenda for discussion and such.
This is Debbie. Yeah, you can communicate with me and with Sophia without violating open meetings law. That's fine. That email wouldn't automatically become a part of the agenda materials unless you requested for it to be attached. It would be public record subject to any kind of CORA request, but if you wanted it to be circulated, you would need to tell Sophia that so she can include it with the materials.
Sure. And look, and that being said, I'm not – for this issue, I think it is actually better suited for a discussion at a meeting. My personal opinion is that this is like 98% there. There's just maybe a few tweaks and just some discussion points because it's, it's a good idea and it's necessary. So thank you, Chair Lesko, for tabling it, and we'll see if Commissioner Zinn has more input. And I'll be, prepared to give more detailed input, certainly, when Commissioner Zinn's available also.
That sounds like a great plan to me. Any other comments?
That sounds
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sophia, is there anything else on policy 6 that you wanted to discuss today?
Nope, I had nothing further. Thanks.
All right, and the review of new website content and feedback?
That wasn't on the updated agenda.
Oh, not on the updated. Okay. Wrong copy.
Yeah, sorry. So there were some other things, but I haven't been able to complete all the policy updates, so hopefully next month they'll be on the agenda for review.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're moving right along. The next item on the agenda is the organization of commission policies. Debbie, anything else on this?
I actually don't have any updates on that, and I don't think it needs to remain on the agenda. As soon as they're reorganized, we'll just make sure they're posted to the website, and I'll let the commission know that they are available there if you want to be able to access them yourself.
Sounds good. Next item on the agenda would be the follow-up discussion of the interim evaluation, but even if we wanted to have this discussion, we would need to do an executive session, and we don't have enough commissioners for that. So.
I don't think that was on the updated agenda either, was it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Sorry. Okay.
So we'll just skip over that at any rate, which brings us to a record time meeting. So we're down to public comments, unless the commissioners or Sophia or Debbie have anything else they'd like to discuss. Hearing none, we'll open it to PublicNet. Are there any members of the public that would like to say anything?
Yeah, hi. This is Ann McKenzie with Silver Key.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to thank Sophia and Grant, who's assisting with the data collection, in coming down to meet with our local Pikes Peak Elder Abuse Coalition meeting. We were able to talk about ways in which we can provide a specific data as far as for the need for guardianship in the Pikes Peak region, and subsequently we will be having meetings to talk about how we can provide and support the efforts of the Office of Public Guardianship. And I just wanted to just reach out and say thank you to Sophia and Grant.
Thank you. Any other members of the public like to comment? All right. Well, then I'll hear a motion to adjourn at 10:30, believe it or not.
This is Deb. I move to adjourn.
I will second that.
All right. These half-hour meetings are kind of nice.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, we are adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.